Grindr has in the past been accused of being a site where racism flourishes. Do you think this historically encouraged by things like the race filter?
Look, I think, you know, what we have to understand is that dating apps, like other social media apps, et cetera, like these petri dishes of society in general. Mm-hmm. So we see lots of racism towards Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, people of colour, et cetera, on these kind of places. So we, you would expect to see that online because that's how, that's the reality of it. So sure, Grindr had a filter where you could sort of like filter out, you know, the partners you might be seeking based on their ethnicity. But one of the big problems about that is most of those categories were more in line with American ethnic identities, not really here in Australia. So what we saw is people would write things like "no abos," for example, on their post. You know, and but one of the main things about that is Aboriginal people don't have a phenotypical look. So there's not this look that people go, oh, that is an Aboriginal look right there.
Yes.
There's such a range of the way in which Aboriginal people look, which is, of course, a result of colonialism, plus it's a result of intermingling with many other kind of cultural groups throughout history. And so there's not this look. So if you had this category, I could select Aboriginal if I wanted. What would that look be? Mm. And that's people's argument. You know, they say it's about sexual preference based on looks.
Mm.
That clearly doesn't add up when we think about Indigenous Australians.
Yeah, definitely. And Indigenous users on these apps, in your research, you talked about how they often experience sexual racism and discrimination. How did these encounters usually manifest themselves?
Yeah, so for a lot, they would be just having sort of like, you know, chats with people and a little bit flirtatious, and then there would be this intention to hook up or to meet in person or, you know, a range of other things. And then somewhere along the line, you know, the Indigenous person would make some mention of their Indigenous status. It could be in regard to something that they're doing or something that they believe in. And then the person would be like, oh, what? You know, you're Aboriginal?
Yeah.
And then we would see this range of abuse, right, from stereotypical things like, you know, do you sniff petrol? One person reported that a prospective partner had said, do you want me to do to you what Captain Cook did back in the day?
Right.
Other people would just get really violent, like, I'm going to, you know, F you in all your black holes, and really, really targeted violence.
Yeah, no, that does not sound fun at all. Very terrible. I guess, how did these experiences make people feel?
Well, people were rightly terrified because depending whether they set their own settings to disregard the GPS function of where you are, these things could have real life ramifications for locating people.
Mm.
But it also makes people, like, I know if you get some sort of hostility or there's some aggro going on in your life, you just feel ill about it. And so Indigenous people have this, you know, ill sense, because racism is a damn disease. You know, so we have this ill sense all the time. You know, what's it going to be like? There's an anxiety around, is this going to be safe?
Yeah.
What if I go there and that racism plays out in real life?
And,
you know, what if it plays out in person?
Yeah.
The person's being a bit sly. I mean, all of these things are deep concerns for Indigenous people.
Yeah, which can't make the experience very positive when
that's
what it sets out to be.
And I'd like to say there have been some positive relationships that have formed from dating apps. So it isn't all just, you know, this horrible kind of side to it that I've, you know, some people have told me about their experiences. Like one person was telling me the other day that they'd had a relationship for over 5 years with a person that they'd met on Grindr.
Oh, wow.
And so there are these stories. So I'm not suggesting that everyone's on Grindr has got this kind of, you know, hatred towards Indigenous people. It's not the case at all. But these platforms do enable those kinds of, you know, attitudes to sort of be there, and removing that kind of, you know, the filter that you can choose your ethnicity doesn't necessarily wipe out this kind of racist attitudes, because those sites need to make sure they're safe for people to say, hey, I'm an Indigenous person.
Just building on that, do you think the removal of the race filter is enough to, I guess, change that toxic in-app culture?
No, absolutely not, because you still get to write, you know, a little blurb about yourself or whatever, and people just embedded in those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Or they're just hostile when they have actually feel that they've wasted their time on somebody that they don't want to go out with. And certainly most Indigenous people don't want to go out with those types in any case. So I don't think it does go far enough. These sites need to be made safer where all of those kinds of comments are just considered inappropriate and not be tolerated.
Do you think that the dating apps should filter people, or they should maybe give people warnings if something they were saying something inappropriate or discriminatory?
I think that, yeah, you can give warnings, you can target those people, that, and then when Indigenous people report it, act on it, because
yeah.
That's often not the case.
Yeah, definitely. I think that would make a positive experience for everyone if there could be some sort of, I guess, repercussions for these sorts of actions.
Absolutely. And we see the winds of change are here. The world doesn't want, you know, the young generation doesn't want to live in this world. And they're sure there's going to be racist in that cohort. But we can see by the Black Lives Matter movement, we can see by the wanting to get rid of, monuments that signpost horrific histories for people. We can see all of that. People are calling that out. They don't want to live in that world. So I think that's going to be the same for our interactions online. People don't want to live in a world where somebody can't just be themselves.
Yeah, I definitely think the tides are changing for the better. So hopefully this is something that we can see change in the next, few years. Hopefully Grindr do some more things and other apps to help create better experiences for their users.
I think so. And I think the great thing with social media is that Indigenous people are avid social media users, and they won't tolerate this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be calling it out. They're going to be saying, hey, this isn't appropriate. And they now have a platform to do that. But that's a whole lot different to just a few years ago,
yeah,
where Indigenous people didn't have a voice in that public space because mainstream media largely ignores Indigenous people initially. Mm. So now we can report on that stuff ourselves and at high rates. So, yeah, it's changing.